What are you doing here? Who are you?
I am Baron Lothos. I've come to you for help.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
I must apologize for the intrusion, but travel for me is very difficult, and I've come a long way.
I don't understand.
Perhaps you will after you've led me to the basement room of this castle.
It's a very strange request. This is my home.
Have no fear, Doctor. Had conditions permitted, I would have presented myself in the usual manner.
Well, it is most unusual.
I'll explain everything before sunrise.
Dr. Edelman,
do you believe in the immortality of the soul?
Naturally, being a religious man.
Of the body?
Medical science refutes such a thing.
Just as it denies the existence of vampirism.
It doesn't deny certain physical aspects of it.
Cases have been recorded in which the victims, driven by some abnormal urge, actually believed that the blood of other people was necessary to keep them alive, became psychopathic killers in order to obtain it.
These beliefs probably upset their metabolisms, induced fixations, lustful appetites. Because the whole thing is of a highly speculative nature, particularly the supernatural aspect.
You doubt the supernatural?
I find it difficult to believe that a human being can change himself into a bat, or that by feeding upon the blood of the living, he can attain eternal life. But what has this discussion to do with us, Baron Lothos?
Perhaps a great deal, Doctor. Shall we proceed?
Dracula Crest.
Yes, Doctor. I am Count Dracula. But I'm known to the outside world as Baron Lothos. You see, before you, a man who lived for centuries, kept alive by the blood of innocent people.
You ask me to believe that?
That's why I've come to you. To seek release from a curse of misery and horror against which I'm powerless to fight alone.
According to the legend, the vampire must return to his grave before sunup. If you remain here, how would that be possible?
Within this coffin is a layer of soil taken from my native country. That earth makes this my grave, in which I must lie helpless during the daylight hour.
Because a single ray of sunlight falling on the vampire would destroy him.
Yes, Doctor.
That door was locked. How did you get that in here?
Since you doubt the supernatural, let us say that you were mistaken. The outer door was not locked.
You're taking a great deal for granted, Baron. Proceeding on the assumption that I would take your case.
Your reputation for helping others made me certain that you would. You could effect a cure.
There might be a way, despite the dangers involved. It would be a challenge to medical science.
Accept that challenge, Doctor. But decide quickly. Dawn.
Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Doctor.
Make a blood smear of this for me, will you, please? Baron Lothos will be in this evening. I'll see him immediately. Well, how are things coming?
Splendid, Doctor. Increasing the humidity was a good idea. The spores are multiplying faster than ever.
Yes, we're making progress, all right.
Well, the operation on your honest leg proves that. If we can produce the mold in quantity, think what it will mean to thousands of people all over the world.
We'll succeed, Nina. When we do, your devotion to this experiment will be rewarded. You'll be the first to benefit by it.
Nina, make a culture of this and prepare an antitoxin as soon as possible.
All right, Doctor.
Schoenheim, just as we were becoming acquainted.
I could hardly refuse the opportunity to become Dr. Edelmann's assistant.
Now that chance has brought us together again, I hope to see you quite often. I've taken a chateau close by.
You're not here as a patient.
Unfortunately, the doctor thought it advisable that I come here for treatment.
Well, good evening, Baron. Come in. Miss Morell, it will be necessary for Baron Lathos to have his appointments during the evening.
Yes, Doctor.
Sit down, Baron.
Thank you.
It appears that I may have to alter my theories. An examination of your blood reveals the presence of a peculiar parasite, a form with which I'm completely unfamiliar. It's possible that it may have something to do with your problem. Proceeding on the assumption that it has, I'm having an antitoxin prepared so that we can see.
Your new theory being...
that a pure culture of a parasite introduced into the parent bloodstream will destroy not only its own kind, but themselves as well.
Sounds very promising.
Perhaps. But we must proceed slowly.
These treatments will take some time?
Without doubt. Meanwhile, your visits here should be only at intervals, on the nights and at the hours which I shall designate. Is that understood?
Quite clearly.
And we shall start treatments tonight. The transfusion.
How long will the doctor be busy?
Some little time, I'm afraid.
I must see him at once. I've come a long way. If you'll just give him my name. Talbot. Lawrence Talbot. Maybe he'll understand.
I can't interrupt the doctor now. He's getting a transfusion.
How long will that take?
An hour? Maybe longer. I'm sorry. You'll just have to wait.
I can't wait. There isn't time. There isn't time.
Appointment will be Thursday evening, Baron.
About the same time?
Yes.
Good night, Doctor.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Here to see you, Doctor. He was terribly upset.
Talbot?
Lawrence Talbot. He seemed to think you'd recognize the name.
Lawrence Talbot? No.
There was something tragic about him. He had the look of a man tormented by fear. When I told him you were busy, he rushed out of the house saying he couldn't wait. There wasn't time.
Well, perhaps he'll come back.
Hello? Just a moment, please. It's Inspector Holtz. Yes, Inspector.
Oh? Very well, I'll be right down.
You better come along with me, Melissa.
Go to your homes, all of you. This is no concern of yours.
We don't have to go home. We know our rights.
That goes for you too, Steimel. Whenever there's trouble, you're always in the front line. Oh, good evening, Doctor. Come right in, will you please? Go home. If I find the person who started the room who had a crazy man here, I'll lock him up. As a matter of fact, Doctor, we have. He came in here a little while ago and demanded that I put him in a cell to keep him from committing murder, he said. I did it to humor him. But when he started raving, I realized we had something serious on our hands and sent for you. Decent sort of chap otherwise. Name of Talbot.
Talbot. Mm.
You remember, Doctor, the young man I told you about.
Come in, Doctor. He's in here.
Who are these people? Get them out of here. I didn't come here to be put on exhibition.
Come now. Take it easy. This is Dr. Edelman. He's come to help you.
Dr. Edelman?
Yes. You wanted to see me?
That's why I came to Varsaria. In the hope that you could help me. It's too late now.
What seems to be your trouble, my boy?
Do you believe that a man can be transformed into an animal?
I believe anything can happen in a person's mind.
This is not my mind. Doctor, have you ever heard of the pentagram?
The five-pointed star.
The mark of the beast. When the full moon rises, I turn into a werewolf. With only one desire in my mind. To kill.
Listen to me, Talbot. There's no such thing as a werewolf. It's a belief that exists only in your mind. Bring him to me then. Put him in my care and I'll do all I can for him.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
The doctor will see you now.
Do you think he can help me?
He's done some wonderful things.
And why has he kept me waiting here all day? Doesn't he realize that tonight... Oh, I'm sorry. I know he'll do whatever he can for me. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Sit down, Mr. Talbot.
What have you got to tell me?
In your case, my boy, diagnosis is extremely difficult.
But the examination you made this morning, the x-rays.
Examination discloses one condition, pressure upon certain parts of the brain. This condition, coupled with your belief that the moon can bring about a change, accomplishes exactly that. During the period in which your reasoning processes give way to self-hypnosis, the glands which govern your metabolism get out of control, like a steam engine without a balance wheel. When this happens, the glands generate an abnormal supply of certain hormones. In your case, those which bring about the physical transformation which you experience.
By explaining it doesn't help. What can you do about it? Operate?
A surgical operation to enlarge the cranial cavity is a long and dangerous one.
Then there's nothing you can do to help me.
There might be. Come here, my boy. Under tropical conditions, which we've tried to duplicate here, this hybrid plant, Bavaria formosa, produces a mold from which we've been able to distill, well, a substance which possesses the property of softening any hard structure composed of calcium salts, bone, for instance. With this medium, it might be possible without surgery to reshape the cranial cavity and thus eliminate the pressure.
You can do that now? Can you?
Unfortunately, it'll take some time to produce mold in sufficient quantity.
Tonight the moon will be full again. What can you do to help me now?
Only what you did for yourself last night. Confine you.
No, Doctor. No. I can't go through that again.
Talbot, listen. Talbot! Talbot!
Siegfried!
There are many caves along the coastline here, made by the tides. There's still a chance that he can be saved.
We must think of the danger to Dr. Edelmont. If Mr. Talbot has been swept into the cave down there, he's still under the spell of the moon. We must wait till it sets.
When it does, if he's still alive, he'll try to destroy himself again.
That's why the doctor must time his actions to the very moment. If he can find him just as the seizure passes and his reason returns,
perhaps he can persuade him to want to live.
Here we work half a night to get this thing rigged up, and then he says we'll wait a while.
What's going on around here anyway?
Dr. Edelmont's business.
Strange business, if you ask me.
Shh. All right, clean me out. Lower away.
I might have killed you. Why did you follow me down here?
To bring you back, my boy.
Back to a life of misery and despair? I only wanted to die.
You are to die, but instead you will live, because God in his divine workings has led you to the very thing which makes help possible.
Look about you.
The temperature and humidity down here are ideal for growing the spore-producing plants. Before the next full moon, we should have more than enough to help you.
I wish I could believe that, Doctor.
You can, my boy, but you must do your part. You must want to live.
I can start a monster.
That must be the skeleton of Dr. Neymar. Revitalized him years ago. As the story goes, the villagers drove them into the swamp and went down in the quicksand. After all these years, the mud has brought them here.
Still alive.
He's indestructible. Frankenstein's creation is man's challenge to the laws of life and death.
Doctor! Dr. Edelman! Doctor, look here. There must be a way out of here into the castle.
Its history mentions an old torture chamber. Its entrance was sealed up years ago. Bit piece by piece. The undying monster. Triumphant climax of Frankenstein's genius. The heart that Frankenstein gave him never died. The spark of life is still there, waiting to be revived.
Dr. Edelman, this thing destroyed Frankenstein. It's brought death to all who have tried to follow in his footsteps.
Is that poor creature responsible for what he is?
It's a thing of violence, to whom death would be a merciful release.
Can man sit in judgment over life and death?
The evil he creates, he can also destroy.
That would be murder.
You're doing, Doctor. To bring him back again, Doctor, would unleash worse than murder upon humanity.
That helpless body is man's responsibility.
Man's responsibility is to his fellow man.
That's your right, Nina. Frankenstein's monster must never wreak havoc again.
Come in. Please go on.
You like it?
It breathed the spirit of the night. They played it the evening we met at the concert.
I'd forgotten until I saw you again.
Perhaps I wanted you to remember.
This music before, yet I'm playing it.
You're creating it. For me.
It frightens me.
It's beautiful. It's the music of the world from which I come.
It makes me see strange things. People are dead, yet they're alive.
Mine is a world without material needs.
It calls to me, but I'm afraid.
The fear will pass as the music becomes fixed in your mind. It will make you long to be there. Stop. Play the music again.
Something Dr. Edelman told me to do. Roll up your sleeve, please, Baron.
The music will come to you again. My world is waiting for you. For Sixth Across. So that you can join me there.
Your world is coming closer to me. But I'm afraid.
It is a world without fear. It is like the music. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, good evening, Ben. Thank you, Melissa. That'll be all. I feel that we're making progress, Baron. This photomicrograph of your blood reveals an odd condition. One which I can't account for as yet.
What is it, Doctor?
A different species of antibodies has appeared.
Why were they so long as the treatments are proving successful?
If a doctor effects a cure, he wants to know how he did it.
Which is a little concern to the patient so long as he's being cured. Day after tomorrow?
At the same time.
Then good night, Doctor.
Please go to bed, Militza. I'll finish down here. I think I will.
Thank you.
my world closer. Closer.
Doctor. Berylatos. He left here early this evening, didn't he?
About 8:30. Why?
Millet and I were working.
What are you trying to tell me? Come, speak up.
She seemed awfully tired. Like a person in a trance.
In a trance?
She left me without saying a word. I followed her. She met Baron Latos in the hall. They went into the garden. And when he walked in front of the mirror, I couldn't see his reflection. I imagined that, didn't I? Didn't I?
No, Nina. Baron Latos shows no reflection. He's Count Dracula. I'm trying to save him. I've endangered the lives of all of you.
Cast away the cross so that you may join me there.
Let's try to stop him before it's too late.
How?
Prepare for a transfusion at once.
Can't give another one so soon.
Do as I tell you. If anything should happen to me tonight, go into the old armor room in the basement and burn what you find there.
What is it, Doctor?
You'll understand. You must destroy it by fire.
Go to your room. When you hear the music, I will come to you.
I've been looking for you, Beth. You remember that I was puzzled tonight by the new antibodies.
Yes.
I know now where they came from. They're from my blood. We may be on the verge of an important discovery. So to check my theory, I'm going to give you another transfusion.
Now?
Immediately. If this is the answer, we must see.
Gone. Mr. Talbot!
Thank you. tried to kill you, but they couldn't. Frankenstein gave you eternal life. Power, which time cannot destroy. Secret of immortality shall soon be mine.
Some coffee for you.
Go ahead, Sylvia.
Dr. Edelman, let me in. Are you ill?
No. I'm all right.
That'll make you feel better.
How much of the spore concentrate have we ready?
Don't worry about that now. We're making fine progress.
Answer me. Is there enough for two operations?
No, there won't be for some time.
But we do have enough for one.
I think so.
Then I must operate as soon as possible. On you.
Oh, but doctor...
You were right, Nina. I am ill. It's impossible to know what the future holds.
Oh, there, there, doctor. You mustn't talk like that.
I'll operate tomorrow, Nina.
Then you must operate on Mr. Talbot. The moon will be full in a few days. We can't let him suffer again.
But you've waited such a long time.
Then I can wait a little longer. It won't make any difference. You're worn out. Why don't you get some rest?
I'm all right.
I know who you're thinking of, and hoping we'll be ready in time.
I can't stand the thought of him having to go through that again.
Don't worry. We'll have enough. Wonderful, Dr. Edelman. What you've done would ordinarily mean an operation of the most delicate nature. This way, the dangers of surgery didn't even exist.
We can expect some nervous shock. You must be kept quiet. Any exertion might undo everything I hope we've accomplished. We'll know in a few days, Militza. All we can do now is hope.
Pray.
Just think now only of Nina. Every minute must be devoted to producing more of the concentrate. For her.
You're a fine nurse, Militza. You know perfectly well Mr. Talbot should be asleep by now.
Sleep? I'll have a lifetime in which to sleep. When I know what lies ahead.
After what Dr. Edelman has done for you, only happiness lies ahead.
I wonder. Please don't think that I'm ungrateful. Time after time, people have tried to help me. Time after time, they've failed. If this fails, I...
It won't fail, Larry. You must believe that it won't.
I've tried to. But when I face the night...
Try to see the night as... something beautiful.
Until the full moon turns it into a thing of ugliness and horror.
Soon you'll see it as everyone else does. Restful, tranquil, and serene.
Until that time comes, I'll live a thousand hopes. Die a thousand times.
It'll never be ugly to you again, Larry. Believe me, I know it.
How do you know that?
My heart tells me.
Siegfried.
Dr. Edelman.
Did you hear me call to you, Siegfried?
Why, no, sir. I would have stopped for you if I had.
I'm certain you would have. Don't worry about it, Siegfried. What's the matter, Siegfried? You act as though you were afraid.
Oh, no, sir. Why should I be afraid?
Of the night, perhaps?
I'm not afraid of the night.
Hands are trembling, Siegfried.
Are they?
Siegfried.
Yes, sir.
I believe I know what you're afraid of.
Do you?
You're afraid of me.
Of you, sir?
Because if you weren't, you'd look at me, Siegfried. See, you are afraid of me. You're driving faster and faster so that you can get into the village and tell the police.
Why? Why should I want to tell the police anything?
Because you're afraid I'm going to kill you.
Kill me? Doctor?
Yes. You've seen what's happened to your old friend. He doesn't want anybody but himself to know about that.
No, Doctor. I will never tell.
That's right, Siegfried. You never will.
Help! Help!
Brother Siegfried,
is he?
disturb you, Doctor. But I'd like to see Mr. Talbot and everybody else in the house at once.
Certainly. Something wrong?
You're not in good time, Doctor. Now, please hurry.
Town Inspector?
What is it?
Your man Siegfried's been murdered.
Siegfried? Murdered?
By the person who rode into the village with him tonight. His throat was torn open as though by some enraged animal.
So naturally you suspect me.
I have good reason to.
But he hasn't been out of the house for days.
Not to your knowledge, perhaps. Have you been with him all evening?
Until an hour ago.
Well, the murder was only committed 20 minutes ago. And within the last 5 minutes, we pursued the murderer to these very grounds.
But it's impossible, Inspector. Only the full moon affects Mr. Talbot. The moon won't be full again until tomorrow night.
Not only that, Inspector, but Mr. Talbot has undergone an operation which makes physical exertion out of the question. Running even a short distance, much less from the village, caused serious complications. A cerebral hemorrhage, perhaps even his death.
I respect your word, Doctor, but the murder has been committed. It's imperative that I search your premises immediately.
He's the man you want. Are you going to let Dr. Edelman talk you out of it?
That's enough, Slymoon, that's enough. I apologize, Doctor, but the man who killed his brother is somewhere around here. It's my duty to find him. I shall hold you responsible for these people until further notice.
Yes?
What are you doing here, my boy? You shouldn't be up. Never mind me, Doctor. It's you I'm worried about. You were with Siegfried tonight when he went to the village. I saw you. I saw you when you came back.
Why didn't you tell Inspector Holtz?
After what you've done for me, well, you tried to help me.
And you want to help me now?
If I possibly can.
Because you suffered the tortures I'm going through now, you, of all people, will understand what I'm going to say. In trying to perform the miracle of medical science, I failed. My blood has been contaminated by the blood of Dracula. My soul and mind have been seized by some nameless horror. A lust which changes me into the thing that killed Siegfried tonight. You wish to help me? There's one way in which you can. Say nothing to Inspector Holst of what you know. Not to protect me, but to give me time. Time to do for Nina what I've done for you. After that, this evil thing must be destroyed. You have my word that it will be, my boy. But if I am unable, you must do it for me.
Dr. Franz Engelmann, Bonn University, cum laude.
What's going on here?
I was just on my way over to your office, Inspector. I want you to take a look at this. I found it clenched in Siegfried's left hand.
Dr. Edelman killed him.
Be quiet, Steinmüll. You don't know what this means, neither do I. It's obviously a matter for the police to handle. Is that clear?
It's clear, Dr. Edelman killed my brother.
Last night you thought it was Talbot. Tonight you say it's a man whom we all have known and respected for years. Good heavens, you're worse than a gossiping old woman. Go home. Go home. Go home, all of you. Sit down, Doctor. Come on, bring it up. Bring it up.
Something's going on with Dr. Edelman, I tell you.
What does Holtz have to say about it? This is a matter for the police to handle. It's a matter for us to handle. Unless we all want to be murdered.
He's right. I'm for doing something about it.
I don't know now.
I'm with you.
Inspector!
moments will give us our answer. It's the time we've all been looking forward to. You must put fear out of your mind. Confront it with the belief that the past is over with, that a new life lies ahead.
A new life. All of you.
But Larry...
No. Not until we can be sure.
What they're not supposed to see.
Doctor!
He's gone mad!
Hello, Mr. Talbot. Broke your promise to me, didn't you? You told the police. I don't like people who break their promises, Mr. Talbot.
Monster! Bring it up!